The following program is sponsored by Team Reba of Remax Metro East Side and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage. Welcome to Open House with Team Reba. Each week, Team Reba will be bringing you a roundup of real estate and mortgage news, along with information about the local Puget Sound region, highlighting some of the best and brightest entertainment options, family events, neighborhood highlights, and local business interviews, so you can feel right at home in the Pacific Northwest.
All right, well, welcome back to another episode of Open House with Team Reba. I'm Reba Haas.
And I'm Eric Osnes. Good afternoon, everyone.
You're Irk.
I'm Irk.
Well, hello, Irk. Glad to have you back with us again.
Happy to be here.
All right, so usually we start the show kind of wrapping up again maybe what we covered the week prior and just seeing if there's, you know, we also want to open up for callers too. This is a live call-in show, so if you didn't get a question into us last week, obviously you could bring it to us this week.
You can call in. It's not too late. You can reach us toll-free at 866-712-1300. Give us a call, and we'll be happy to take your question, and we promise to be gentle.
Yes. We also can take questions via our Facebook page, if you want to do that, for Team Reba at Remax Metro Realty. You can find us on Facebook, or you can even on Twitter send us a message at my handle, Team Reba.
Or you can email to Eric at ericismybanker.com.
Wow, we're giving them so many options. What will they do?
All these different choices. I hope they're writing them all down.
I hope so, too.
It's going to be a test later.
We'll just have to remind people several times throughout the show.
That's right. Today, we've got some guests coming in. We're going to be talking about moving during the holidays. Things you need to know about.
I know it's not even Halloween yet, so apologies to everyone who's probably cringing, but I know if you've walked through Costco or any other store lately, they're already prepping. And
yeah,
if you're going to be moving during the holidays, you should be prepping now.
Well, those of us in real estate, we're always thinking about 30 or 60 days down the road.
Or more. If you're moving, most people need to start thinking about that 3 to 6 months in advance. Because trust me, decluttering your house.
That's right.
That is the biggest phase.
Especially during the holidays.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to have that fine balance of deciding whether or not you're decorating while you're decluttering or how you, you know, go through that fun little decision-making process.
Well, I'm a dude, so I'm glad you're here to talk about that because I don't even know what you're talking about.
You say that every week, but dude, your house looks nice. Why do you say that? Your house is very nice, well appointed.
We try.
Although those flat irons are a little dangerous.
Yeah, that's another story, but
we'll
a very strange collection of that I inherited from my grandpa, who was someone gave him an iron, like an old fashioned iron. Mm-hmm. And then someone else did. And pretty soon he's actually published with a huge collection of irons. And some of them are really cool.
Yeah, at least he, you know, had a happy kind of ending to his collection. Most people, their house just looks like a show from hoarding.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's right. And I can never have an excuse, showing up with rumpled clothing either. So I've got enough irons in my house.
Well, those require a lot of work. They're not like your
No. Some of them are like coal fired and things like that. So no,
exactly.
That's right. No, that's right. Well, you want to hear about rates before we get started?
But of course.
Well, sure. They're
Who
good.
Who doesn't want to hear about rates?
Yeah. It's we're still on quite a roll with mortgage rates. And they're staying steady. We've had the thing about interest rates, mortgage rates, is that good news is bad and bad news is good. So the worse the economy looks, the better mortgage rates get. And fear of recessions in Asia and are really kind of driving a lot of it. This week, 30-year fixed rate conventional loan is averaging around 3.9%. A 15-year is averaging around 3.16%. FHA loans are averaging around 3.5%. And jumbo loans are averaging around 3.625. We're all firmly in the 3% range.
Wow.
With rates.
That just makes me so happy that it's continuing to stay so affordable for purchasing right now.
Yeah, it's not something that we were expecting to be hanging around this long. And, in September there was concern
like
that—
like a toenail fungus. Can't believe it's been
right. I wasn't going to use that exact analogy. I'm going to say more like,
it's a much more pleasant thing to have.
Well, we're getting into the holidays. Let's change that to fruitcake, okay? Maybe something like that.
Well, that could last forever. Yeah, so I don't know if you can apply that to rates.
Rates have kind of lately. They've been hanging around a long time. You know.
Well, maybe this is more like the mistletoe. You get some good things out of the mistletoe unless it's your creepy uncle.
I suppose that's true, too. Yeah, yeah.
So come on, almost every family has a creepy uncle.
Yeah, well... I was at a family wedding over the weekend. I can vouch for that. But we're still hanging in there. And in fact, there's dissension in the Fed. And
slapping each other in the back room.
They kind of are. The Fed governors always usually they vote the same way as the chairman of the Fed. Right now, there's a few governors that are jumping out saying, I don't know if I agree with, Janet Yellen. So lately, today it was Fed Governor Daniel Tarullo who said that he would not expect it to be appropriate to raise rates this year.
We only have a couple months left.
Yeah, well, they're meeting later this month again, so this is, their signals are being sent out there. That there's still a little bit of concern about.
So why are those folks having the dissension then?
Well, they're concerned that if we raise rates too soon, it's the equivalent of throwing brakes on the economy, mm-hmm. and that it might be a little bit too soon. It could throw our economy into a recession. So they just want to be very careful about that, and they don't want to put on it because increasing rates is equivalent to putting on the brakes.
Right.
And, the simplest analogy is higher rates mean higher payment means less money in your pocket left over after you pay your bills. And that slows the economy down. You've got less money to spend on other stuff. So, we're watching that very closely. The conventional wisdom a few months ago is that our rates would be higher by now, and they're not. So get out there now. And there's also still a loan program out there called HARP, mm-hmm. Home Affordable Refinance Program. Mm-hmm. And if you have a mortgage that was taken out prior to May of 2009, and it's a conventional loan, if it's owned by either Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, then you may be eligible still for a streamline type refinance program. And there's surprisingly still a lot of loans out there that qualify for this program. That program may be sunsetting here at the end of the year. And so it's just still something to keep an eye on. And, while the rates are low, now's a very, very good time to do that. What a lot of people don't know about that HARP program is that you don't have to be an owner-occupant to take advantage of the program. So a lot of the loans that are still outstanding out there, right. So
because it used to be, didn't it used to be only owner-occupied?
Quite a while ago, but the guidelines were changed. And so, say you lived in it at one point and you don't live in it now, it's a rental, you can still HARP that loan.
Did it have to start out as owner-occupied?
No, it didn't. So
well, that sounds new because it used to be, well, at least for HAMP, I think.
Yep.
So that's a home affordable modification
that's
program.
That's more of that's a loan modification, very different. The HARP program is not a modification. It's just a refinance. You're just taking out a brand new mortgage. Okay. But the nice thing about the HARP program is that there's no appraisal required. So even if you're underwater on your home, still, that doesn't matter.
Boy, that's fantastic, actually. I hope if anyone who is listening to this knows somebody who could benefit from this program in terms of that information, please, because as a real estate agent who worked with just countless people during the recession doing short sales and dealing with foreclosure.
Struggling.
Earlier today I was meeting with a new client of mine who is right on the edge of short sale land. And I have another person also who I'm talking to about a short sale in their home because they had a really bad loan. And these programs, they're still needed. A lot of folks think that we've come out of that, but they are still necessary.
No, they really are. And the nice thing about the programs is they really are. They're inexpensive. They're easy to qualify for. Most of the times we do not need income and asset information.
Oh, wow.
And so they're simple to put together. And the main catch is they have to, the original loan has to have been closed prior to May of 2009.
Okay.
And it needs to be owned.
During the heart of all that really sketchy
stuff. Yeah, at the big meltdown.
Stuff.
That's right. And the loan needs to be owned by Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac. And you can check that, actually.
I was just about to ask.
The easiest way is, well, you can call your friendly lender, or you can just Google, you know, is my loan owned by Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac? It'll immediately pop up some links for you. And you're going to need to know, of course, your property address. And you're going to need to know the, I believe, the last four digits of your Social Security number. Hopefully you know that.
I hope so.
With that information, you can look up and find out if your loan is owned by Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac. So
very cool.
There's two sites you got to check. So if you check Fannie and they say no, then
yeah, you
check
always
got to
check both. Yeah, because
right.
they're not the same.
No, nope.
People kind of throw them out all the time, almost as though they're interchangeable. And it's like no.
These are two separate organizations. Mm-hmm. Both basically serve the same function. They buy mortgages off of banks,
right.
They each have their own set of rules and guidelines. Mm-hmm. So so that's.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up today. Especially since I just had those conversations with folks that I was just thinking about that. Heavily today about the situations they're in and the hardships they're going through. And I hate seeing that happen. I know you and I always talk about when we put a home or a person into a home, we want to see them set up for success.
Absolutely.
So that they don't hopefully end up having to go through a program like this later on because what they own owns them.
That's right.
Right.
Absolutely. Well, might as well take advantage of it. And, you know, I'm kind of the worst example too. It's the old analogy, the barber has the bad hair, of course, I got
no hair.
Yeah, but I've got a loan that's harpable, and I haven't even done anything with it. So, and my excuse is just I've been busy, and the rate's pretty good on it, so I haven't gotten around to it. But yeah, it might be time to do that myself. So
maybe so,
I'll get working on that. So good news is rates are looking great, and. You know, get out there soon. We never know. It's the old analogy. They'll be, they're down like a feather, but they're up like a rocket. So all it's going to take is one little panic.
Yeah.
And we could see those change fairly quickly.
And if people want to learn more about lending, they can also look at attending our upcoming class.
That's right. And we'll be talking about that a little bit more, but that's coming up on November 7th.
Mm-hmm.
At the RE/MAX office in Seattle on Eastlake Avenue.
Yeah, RE/MAX Metro, so if you're looking it up online.
That's right. And so more about that when we come back. This is Open House with Team Reba. Call us toll free, 866-712-1300 with your questions.
Open House has open phone lines. Give us a call at 866-712-1300.